I will not call down lightning from heaven to give you an electrifying homily. Today, although Jesus talks about fire, I promise you that I will not call down fire either. Today we hear this beautiful image of fire in the gospel. And fire has a divine meaning. It has been related to the divine, to God. For those who remember the Greek mythology, Prometheus, the guy who stole the fire from Zeus, from the gods, to give it back to humanity. So the correlation there, fire and the divinity. In the Old Testament, we hear the word fire, or something that has to do with fire, bringing down fire from heaven, about 378 times. God intervenes with his people through fire. We see God descends on Sinai like fire. And then the animal sacrifices on the altar, there's fire involved. What about the pillars of fire that guided Moses and the people through the desert? What about the emblematic burning bush? There's fire there. The prophet Elijah called down fire at Mount Carmel. God is described as the fire who devours. So fire is related to the divinity, to God. But also fire, it means purification. We see Sodom and Gomorrah that have been purified by the fire of God because of their sins. John the Baptist is preaching. He is preparing the way for the Messiah, Jesus Christ, who will be baptizing people in the fire of the Holy Spirit, the fire in which God is calling us to bear fruit, because if we don't do that, then we will be set aside and burned by this fire. And also in the New Testament, we hear about the fire of God, especially at Pentecost. The disciples received these tongues like fire, and they were able to communicate the message of God, to spread the fire of salvation, the fire of the good news. And then we see that this fire keeps being spread in salvation history, either as a sign of purification or as a sign of repentance. Jesus is the fire. Today he says, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. At the Easter Vigil, we begin in darkness, and then the Paschal candle is lit. This is the words of Jesus, I have come to set the earth on fire. The fire begins there, and then we're given candles, small candles, and each person keeps spreading the fire until at the end, the church is fully illuminated. How I wish this fire will be spreading, blazing. So God has given you and me the fire, and he's asking us to keep this fire burning brightly, that we may continue to pass it on just as we did at the Easter Vigil, that we may keep passing that fire on here in the church and outside there in the world. And we do that by spreading the fire of the Holy Word, the word that we just heard, that we may be able to spread it, that we may be able to share that. But more than anything, that we may be able to put this word into action, this message into action, into charity. The fire of the holy sacraments, especially the Holy Eucharist, the Holy Reconciliation, and the other sacraments as well. There's fire there. And with this, God is asking us to get rid of division. In the second part of the gospel today, we hear there's division. There will be division. And it's kind of ironic because God is the Prince of Peace. God is the one who came down to give us peace. But then here we hear about Jesus saying, you will be divided. And we need that fire to divide. If you and I are willing to defend the truth and to talk about Jesus in the midst of this chaos in the world, there will be division. Even our family will not like what we're saying. If we talk about the truth, if we say like it is, not trying to water down the gospel to please people, but that we may be able to defend life, to promote justice and peace, that will cause division. This is what Jesus is talking about. If you are really on fire for me, you will imitate me. You will bring me into the world, and people will not like you. Your spouse, your, what is it, mother-in-law, your daughter-in-law, and everybody else. But if you want to be my disciple, if you want to be with me, if you want my fire, the fire of the Holy Spirit, then you will do this. Then you will keep spreading the fire of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, let us ask God to give us this, the fire of the Holy Spirit, so that we may continue to promote justice and peace and unity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, protect us from sins of gossip, detraction, calumny, and division. Remind us always to see your healing and redemptive work in and through our frailties. When we are tempted to criticize others, remind us that it was Satan in his sin of pride who believed he should be in the place of God. Help us to reject the suggestion of the enemy that we could do better if we were you in your place or in the place of another. May we, by your example and grace, reject the sin of pride that would have us criticize, judge, and condemn rather than humbly serve. Incline our hearts to obey your holy will and purify us by the fire of your Holy Spirit. By your grace, give us the ability to love others as you have loved us, to forgive others as you have forgiven us, and to be the source of peace, unity, and redemption for our families, our community, our church, and the world. Amen. Please stand. I believe in one God.